Local arts and culture activities were cancelled or scaled down during 2020 and 2021, and in many cases attendance at 2022 events and festivals has not returned to pre-pandemic levels as audiences are still wary about crowds. Rendezvous North, October 14 and 15, organized by the Sudbury Arts Council, SAC, and the City of Greater Sudbury, will offer workshops and networking experiences to explore innovative ideas for post-COVID-19 challenges. More than 40 presenters will share their experiences. Rendezvous North's co-chair Judy Strawn said bringing the Northern Ontario's arts community together is something SAC wanted to organize even before the pandemic. To our knowledge, this type of arts gathering for the North has never been done before here in Sudbury. Connecting, regrouping and building is more important than ever right now, Strawn said. Many artists have not had gigs or exhibitions in a very long time. Rendezvous North will give them a real boost as they manage their careers and move forward. Staff at the city provided guidance as well as financial support to the organizing committee. As well, City Representatives WLLL present a workshop on how to apply for municipal grants. Planning began over a year ago and committee meetings were held on Zoom. There are committee members I've never met in person yet. I'll see them for the first time, live, at Rendezvous North, said Strawn. Highlights of Rendezvous North include performances by singer-songwriter Andy Lowe and the all-woman group The Ape Ets performing a Sudbury Saturday night concert in the Place des Arts cabaret space. Friday's keynote speaker Crystal Shawanda, a country and blues singer originally from Manitoulin Island, will share her personal story from Small Town Girl to this year's Juno Awards. Earlier in the Friday evening schedule, author Wabgeshig Rice, visual artist Monique Legault, musician Kevin Kloss and choreographer Janie Pinard will offer advice on how to have a successful career in the arts. Participants will learn from others, said Strawn. Individual artists may have no idea about how to publicize their event effectively. They might not know how to welcome and attract a diverse audience. They will be inspired to hear from people who have been on their path and have been successful. Marketing professional Connor LaRoque, CEO of Social Rise Inc., a marketing firm, will present a workshop titled, Marketing Your Talent. Another highly anticipated panel will discuss the do's and don'ts of festival and special event planning. Wordstock Sudbury's Heather Campbell, Alan Walsh of Jazz Sudbury, Cinefest's Patrick O'Hearn and Denise Vitale of Earth Dancers will offer a wealth of information. The Arts Council chose the McEwen School of Architecture to hold the event. We wanted a venue that showcased one of our finest modern buildings and in a perfect location, said Strawn. Architecture is inextricably linked to arts and the artist. It's the perfect place. As well, we wanted guests to have the opportunity to visit Place des Arts and dine at our excellent downtown restaurants. In addition to Strawn, planning committee members are SAC intern Carolina Alvarez, Linda Cartier, Megan Karchi, Jordan Darrow, Carrie Loken, Gold Hassan, Zoe Monroy, Louise Jacko and Cora Ray Sill. The conference will be conducted primarily in English but many moderators, panelists and workshop guests are able to move fluidly between French and English, said Strawn. Visit the Rendezvous North website, rendezvousnorth.com, for registration information. Artists and arts administrators from across Northern Ontario are invited to attend the conference being held October 14 and 15. A weekend pass costs $100. Generous community sponsors are paying for art students to attend free. Vicky Gilhula is a freelance writer and a member of the Sudbury Arts Council Board of Directors. Arts and culture is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.